We've got the Twins. We've got the Indians. Indians ace Corey Kluber would square off against Kyle Gibson. Let's take it to the top of the first.
Here's Kluber's 0-1. Grossman swings, lines it down the right field line. It gets down for a base hit. Rolls up against the wall. One run will score. That's Dozier. Into third goes Maurer. And on its second with an RBI double to put the Twins in front is Robbie Grossman. 1-0 Minnesota. Rest of the action later on in the AL. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, a chopper to first. Vargas throws to second for one. Back to first. Oh. Wide throw, not in time. And here comes Gomes down the line. He'll score. 3-2 pitch is swung on and hammered to deep left. It's way back, and that ball is gone. Home run for Brian Dozier puts the Twins in front. Onto the home run porch in left. So just like that, Minnesota retakes the lead at 3-2 on Dozier's 13th home run of the season. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep left field, way back, and gone into the bleachers. Chris Jimenez has put the Twins up 4-2. And he will enjoy that run around the bases. Jimenez, the former Indian, hits his fourth home run of the season. The 2-0 pitch. Swung on, line drive, center field. Buxton comes on, diving attempt, and he makes the catch to end the ball game.
4-2 Twins is your final score. Corey Kluber gets the no decision, but was spectacular. He goes 7 innings, allowing no earned runs on 3 hits while striking out 13. He's now struck out at least 10 batters in 3 straight starts. Austin Jackson goes 2-for-4 and in the process notches career hit number 1,000. Terry Francona and the Indians unable to pull it off against the Twins on Saturday as they lose 4-2. Here's what Francona had to say.
Boy, he was good. You know, it's a shame because, you know, the way the first inning unfolded, you know, not only did they get the 2, but it probably cost him pitching the 8th inning, you know, because he had to, you know, instead of having the, like, you know, first pitch out of the game, which is, you know, about the best thing you could ever hope for, he, all of a sudden, you know, he's pitching out of trouble, not by his, you know, hit a walk, and but I mean, you know, we didn't handle the first play, we throw a ball away. So, you know, I mean, the runs are important, but almost as important as the fact that it probably cost him an inning. Yeah, I mean, the guys he was facing, I think, or potentially was going to face, were something like 4-for-40. You know, and again, going back to, we really needed Cody to pitch, and Andrews pitched a lot, so that was the reason.
Coming off the road?
I think a little bit maybe, but that shouldn't affect the game. I don't think that's a factor. I mean, I think it can be over, you know, I think you can talk yourself into it sometimes. We they've outplayed us. You know, the way they were today, you know, they had some guys sick, some guys nicked up. End up putting Jimenez in left field. It's, you know, how many times have you heard me say it? It's one of those days where you feel like everybody pulls together, but they did it against us. And, you know, we got to come out tomorrow and get after it. I might just stay in my uniform. Tomorrow will be a fun game to play.
You see Kluber now, like, it's coming off the DL. I mean, almost every start has kind of been like a carbon copy of
him. He's, you know what, it's a testament to what just good old-fashioned hard work ethic can do. You know, you go all the way back before I was here when he was in AAA. The numbers weren't that great. You know, there's how many guys in the league throw just as hard as him, but through hard work, he has turned himself into one of the best pitchers in the game. And good for us, because, you know, he's strong, he's got endurance, he's, you know, he doesn't hit. That's really the only knock. And he actually, when he hits, he's actually pretty good too.
Gomes just a bad pickoff.
Yeah. I mean, it was low. You know, I don't know if I don't think the runner got. I think the throw was inside enough for. I don't think the runner was part of that. Just, you know, he just kind of skipped right in front of Hosey a little bit.
He's now struck out at least 10 batters in 3 consecutive starts. Here's what Kluber had to say.
Yeah, you know, I think it was big to be able to strand the last guy, but I mean, I was kind of disappointed in the way I handled the next 2 batters after the leadoff error, but like you said, you know, I was able to bounce back and at least leave the last guy out there. I mean, I think, first of all, it's probably have my body in a better position to be able to, you know, pitch the way I know how. But I think that it's, I mean, the key is just being able to throw all my pitches, not just for strikes, but be able to command them, you know, throw them where I want to throw them, not just throw them in the zone.
Corey, you guys come off a great trip, 7-1. Playing the team that you swept in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and you lose the first 2 out of the gate at home. How do you deal with that? Or is that just baseball, or you just look forward to the next game? Or?
Yeah, I think that's the only way you can approach it, is look forward to the next game. I mean, I think that trying to connect the dots between the series last weekend and the series this weekend, I mean, there's a lot of different stuff going on. So I think that it's just, you know, we didn't play great the last 2 days, and they played better than us, and, you know, it was vice versa last weekend, but, you know, we got a chance to come out and get a game tomorrow.
When you strike out 13 guys and, you know, you get a no decision, how do you feel about that? How does that sit with you?
I could honestly care less about striking out 13 guys. I mean, I would rather, you know, not let those 2 guys score in the first inning, and if that's the case, then, you know, I guess we're still playing, worst case.
Sunday, it's Irvin Santana on the hill for the Twins. He'll face the Indians' Josh Tomlin.